Welcome to the IT Experience Podcast. This is a podcast for those who are interested in IT experience management in large enterprises. If you use ServiceNow or other enterprise service management system to provide services to employees, then this is for you. Brought to you by Happy Signals. More smiles, less time wasted.
All right, hey, welcome to this IT Experience Podcast. This is a special episode directly from HGI Service Management from Orlando. And I'm sitting here with Roy Atkinson. Nice to have you, Roy, here.
Nice to be here, as always, Pasi.
Yeah. And we are sitting outside, and it's plus 20-something. And as a Finnish person in November, I just couldn't go into the air cons. So there's some background noises, like a little bit of golf carts and stuff going along. But I think it just makes this more real life. But hey, Roy, topic for today is that last year, about the same time, we had a conversation about 21 and what are the predictions for 22. And for 21, you said that there's these two topics, people and value. And then the expectations for 22 were that what's IT's role and how can they actually show their value? So did you see this being realized, or was there maybe something that disturbed these trends?
I think there were some disturbances in the force.
Yeah,
but we'll talk more about that, I think, when we get into looking toward the future. I think those things did bubble to the top. And as far as people topics are concerned, and this is really relevant to the type of things that Happy Signals is working on, I looked at the CIO survey for the year from CIO.com.
Yeah.
And one of the things that wasn't on it last year, didn't make the top 10, is what's on the CIO's mind. Number four, so it came from nowhere to number four, was experience.
Yes.
And so it was finally, experience of end users and how that factors into the company's customers came to the forefront, and it's on the CIO's mind now. So that's a big thing. And that comes out of the growing trend toward experience that we talked a little bit about last year. And I'll have some more to say about that. As far as the value is concerned, absolutely. Business has really wanted to know, what are you guys doing for us?
Yeah.
How are you contributing to top line, bottom line? What's going on? And are you producing things that could possibly actually wind up as products? And some organizations are. Some innovative IT organizations have come up with, okay, we have a widget here that might be of use. And, oh, wow, we could deploy that to customers. We could sell that as a product and have them use it in their organizations. So I think that's the type of thing that organizations have been doing over this year in terms of value. And I think that it's also been recognized that maybe they weren't looking at IT in the right way. Just strictly thinking, oh, it's a cost center. We just have to deal with those people over there. But it's part of the convergence of IT, the fact that IT is less of a department and more of a capability. And it's a different way of looking at information technology, distributed IT throughout the organization, that kind of thing, because things are changing. Digital technologies are everywhere. We're sitting here using digital technology right now.
Yeah.
And we use it every day. And as people have become more familiar with that, well, then you can change the way your organization thinks about it because people are familiar with it. They know what they're doing. It changes things.
Yes. Okay, then what about then if we start looking forward to 23? What do you see now? What do you predict that might be the things that pop up? I mean, world is in a little bit different place than it was a year ago, with all the economy situation and all that things. Do you see that somehow reflecting to 23, or what else is on your mind?
From what I'm seeing, when I sit in on analyst meetings with various companies, some fairly big ones. What I'm hearing is what the financial people are calling macro headwinds. I really like this term, macro headwinds, macroeconomic conditions that are pushing business results downward.
Yeah.
So they're going to continue to exert pressure. We don't know where that's going to go exactly yet. You know, those trends sometimes take months or years even to manifest themselves. People are hesitant to be hiring right now in a lot of fields. And also, as we know, big companies like Microsoft, Salesforce, without even mentioning Twitter, Meta, have been doing massive amounts of reduction. And so at that point, when you've got a force reduction, let's look at what happens. Every role becomes more critical at that point. You're doing fewer people, doing the same work or more work, certainly more work each, because the work has to go somewhere. Exactly. Now we're talking about people who absolutely positively have to stay productive. Yes. And if you've got to stay productive, you can't be having interruptions.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this really ties into some of the foundings we did in the global IT benchmark, that 30% of your tickets is actually contributing to 80% of the lost time, so the productivity of those end users. So understanding that point. Yeah.
Understanding that is critical, and also remembering that when you have something like that, a reduction in force, and your role changes, and you're picking up work from your colleagues, you may not be as familiar with their work as they were.
Exactly.
So now you're working in maybe the applications aren't as familiar, or you don't have the shortcuts defined that they did, whatever. So every step becomes critical in keeping the function going. And so end user experience, if that was valuable before, which I think, you and I have discussed that a lot, and I certainly believe it is, it's more now.
Yeah, I think it's probably really about just how you change the story of what is really the value, and then tie that into this cost saving and this, having less people there and so on. So yeah, that's really, really good. Anything else on your radar, if that is maybe the number one for next year, but anything else you see?
Well, I think that, and we're seeing it here, we're hearing it discussed. There was the panel discussion yesterday about what's going on in the IT service management world. They had a great panel yesterday. Service management practices and tools are still proliferating across the organization. Enterprise service management is usually the term for that. And again, that's a convergence of business capabilities and technology capabilities, IT capabilities, if you will. And I like to think about information technology. We sometimes forget that means technology that has information at its core, the transmittal of information, the creation of it, storage of it, all of that. So if we think of it that way, IT is distributed everywhere.
Yeah.
On all these digital tools that we use, every way we can think of. And that is, I think, because as you know, I do work with the Institute for Digital Transformation. I think that's part of digital transformation. Because it changes the fundamental ways that we do business. No, we have not been shot.
But this is experience.
It is.
Because
experience.
5 minutes ago we were sitting here and it was all quiet. And now suddenly there's like this big machine rolling out next door. And probably they start working, but let's try to get through that.
But it's electric and it's quiet.
Exactly. Aha.
Until it's not. But the transformation really is a transformation of business, the way business is done, the way work gets done, the way processes are looked at. And then once you decide what changes you want to make, what the outcome you wish, then you look at the tools that can help you get there. And that's when the digital tools come into play. So we call it digital transformation, but it's really transformation, digital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Because everything in a way is digital already. Mm-hmm. And it's just, finding those right things. All right, interesting. Is that it? Are we going those for 23 or?
Probably just a footnote to that last thing is that just figure out what the problem is, and then figure out how to solve it. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. It's not what a lot of organizations do, by the way. A lot of organizations jump right like, what tool can we plug in here?
Yeah, and I think figure out the problem, and is that really then bringing this whole people aspect to it and experience? So you figure it through the experiences of the employees that you have.
Yeah, that's just it. Looking at the employee experience, the end user experience, the customer experience in detail tells you what the problems are. Yeah. Where's the problem? Like you said, 13% causing 80% of the productivity loss, right? What is that? Let's look at that. Let's figure out what that is and solve it. I was on a call last week with a company, big company, billion-dollar company, that achieved 99.999% uptime for the last quarter.
Awesome.
That's pretty amazing. And so I asked the technology person that was on the call, I said, okay, how'd you do that? And the answer was that they carefully managed what they were looking at. They have excellent problem management, but they don't manage more than six problems at a time. Yeah. And if they have a seventh problem pop up, everything stops, and that's what they work on. Okay. Solve the problems before they move on.
Yeah.
And the same thing with change management, very carefully introducing changes into the environment.
Yeah.
And the same thing with incident management, get it solved. If you've got a backlog that shows that you've got something sitting there that's 60 hours old, that's the one you work on. You swarm it, you solve it, and you move on.
Cool. All right. Hey, thank you, Roy. This was, again, like a really interesting thing, and I hope the listeners really love it, because as we saw from the analytics, this was the last year's episode was one of the most listened to. So I'm pretty sure that people are intrigued to hear this episode as well. So thanks for joining, and it was so good to meet you face to face after such a long time. We've just been only doing these webinars and calls with you, so yeah, awesome to sit next to you and do this live.
Great, thanks for asking, Ozzy.
So as we usually end it, so stay safe and stay happy.
If you like this episode, giving the podcast a review helps others find this content as well. You can also visit our YouTube channel or our learning center at happysignals.com for some more video content. Join hundreds of like-minded IT professionals who have passed the free ITXM certification course on itxm.academy.